What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here, and we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by the Club App, the number one community for DJs to get paid for your live stream sets. Today, we have my brother, Dr. B, here on the podcast. Brother, can you please introduce yourself to the people, who you are and where you're from?
Yes. Hello. What up, though? How y'all feel, everybody? Good. It's your man, your friend and family member, Dr. B, Braylon Lee here. And I'm so excited to be here. I actually found the Club App just doing searches on Google for virtual platforms because we've been locked up in quarantine. And when I say locked up, I am not discounting all the people who are in jail, wrongly convicted, that deserve to be free. Let me get that out there. Context is everything. But it has been a different time, different than anything else. And so I was like, well, if you can't beat them, join them. And I was trying to figure out how to get in on the trend before it became the trend. And I saw the Club App. I love the concept and that it can be DJs from anywhere around the world. And I love the fact that this can be a global platform where everybody can contribute. So I'm excited to be here.
Awesome, brother. We're super excited to have you on the show, man. And this is the My DJ Story podcast. So we want to hear your story as a DJ in the industry. So let's start from the very beginning. You know, what sparked your interest to become a DJ? And talk to us a little bit about the early days.
What sparked my interest to be a DJ? Well, I'm a bit of a different DJ than most. I'm a radio DJ, radio personality. But I don't think that's too far off from a live DJ as we develop this partnership, friendship, and brotherhood and what this will be. I think you guys will understand that DJs and radio DJs are really one of the same. So the early days for me, I'm originally from Little Rock, Arkansas. So Little Rock 9, the Game Bang of Little Rock, down there I did the Little Rock Bounce, everything in between. And, you know, we have a station called Power 92 Jam. So everybody has a hometown station. I don't care who you are, where you come from. That station defines you. It defines your city. It defines how you move, shake, and live. And I learned a lot about radio from that station. For example, the maximum wattage allowed by law is 100,000 watts. I learned that because they played that commercial over and over again. And the cool thing about Power 92 Jams was their involvement in the community. They have this basketball team called the Power 92 Jammers, and they would play these basketball games, and all the tickets raised went back to that organization for the community. So you couple that hometown station along my background. My dad works in computers. My mom works in the daycare industry. And so you have two very different fields from what I do. My mom is the why, my dad's the how. And so from that, I learned that with music, there has to be a reason on why you want to listen to it. And there has to be a reason on how you listen to it, because you can listen to it on your TV. You can listen to it on your phone. You can listen to it on your laptop. You can be even listening to it at Starbucks. And my dad, he will play old school music all the time, Daryl. I promise you. I mean, Ohio Players, Earth, Wind & Fire, the Isley Brothers. By the way, if you missed Versus with Isley Brothers and Earth, Wind & Fire, oh, such a good time. Oh, NAACP, Image Awards was there. Niecy Nash was there. Escape was there. Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing. So I start really digging into it because I'm like, there is some odd reason why this music is still around and these singles today are just every so often played. And so, you know, I went to learn about Motown. I went to learn about Black exploitation. And what I realized was because of our story back then with 12 Years a Slave and Roots and Hidden Colors, because that was our story back then and there wasn't anything positive to draw from, Black exploitation, Motown, and the story of community and bringing unity to it was our rebirth. And so that's the way that I approach music, is what is the purpose of the song? Why does it connect with me, and how will it connect with my audience? Because I think a lot of times when DJs are live, and I explained this to my parents, being a DJ for a mix set on radio and being a DJ for a live event are two completely different worlds. Because when you're in that studio, at the radio studio, it's a very lonely place, because usually you'll have the producer who will do the audio board, who will press those buttons for the mic and the call logs, especially if you get that high, or if you, it's just the DJ and that actual DJ. All you have is the demographics of that station. And you have your experience. That's all you have. But with a live event, you have all the colors from black, white, Asian, Blasian, Hispanic, and Italian. You have the mood of the conference or the live event. You can see the facial reactions. And I think that we have done so much of this that we don't know how to do this even virtually. So I think we have to get back to connection. Long-winded answer, but...
Wow, no, that was a powerful introduction, man. And you are a man of many talents and much wisdom. So I really appreciate you just dropping intro to us. Man, I would love to you to kind of talk to us from where did it go from there in regards to your DJ journey. You know, you highlighted that you focus on the radio DJ side. Talk to me about kind of your intro to the industry and kind of just walk us through your journey leading up to where you are today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So I went to Parkview Arts and Science Matinee High School in Little Rock, Arkansas, and I got to go to Metropolitan Career Technical Center, which is a vocational school. By the way, shout out to all vocational schools. My God, if you are in high school, I know it's rough right now with COVID and everything going on, but when the world gets back, if you are in high school, sign up for a vocational class. I went to a vocational school where you could do carpentry, cosmetology, radio, television. And so I went to the vocational school in the morning, and then I went to high school in the afternoon. And so I had a teacher named Mr. Miles. I don't know if he's still around. I hope he is. I hope he's doing well. But we had a station called KMVT AM 570. And something that you guys will learn about being a DJ, whether it's being a live DJ or a radio DJ, you never forget those first stations that you worked for. Because even though I'm no longer in Arkansas, I still remember the call letters. I still remember that frequency. And so I learned how to do radio from a 1 hour show. And my strategy for radio was really just to do what Power 92 Jams was doing. But that was my foundation. But I had to realize, in order to build my home of how I want to operate, it had to come from who I was. So, for example, how I did stories and finding stories for my 1 hour radio show was, I didn't find the biggest stories everybody talked about. I found stories that were not talked about. I found stories that we all could relate to. And there was just one thing in there that I knew would be that spark of interaction, connection, and elevation. So I took those stories that have not been talked about, and I talked about like everybody was talking about it. And so the thing I would say to everybody is, you know how everybody always says, dance with the people who brought you to the party? Well, not only should you dance with them, but you should also have a reason on why you gave them an invitation. And I think a lot of times as DJs, we take invites without understanding why we have been invited. And so with that being said, something that, well, it's something in a place that inspired me. Everybody has a hometown club as well. The hometown club for me was Elevations, the club on the hill. And it was right by my elementary school. So in Little Rock, Arkansas, I lived by Summit Street, and we had the Arkansas State Fair, which is the big state fair, you know, state fairs. It's and that's another place I would say networking is good too, because if you're trying to get on the ground floor, radio stations do live remotes from state fairs. They do live remotes from grand openings. So even if it's just, hey, can I get a business card? Now they're gonna ask you why, but be like, hey, you know what? You had to start somewhere. And some of them will be, I got too much to do. But the real ones who remember be like, you know what? You are right. I did have to start somewhere. So let me give you this card. So when I heard those commercials about the club on the hill and the interactions that would happen and the vibe, I wanted to make sure that with my radio career and my media career, whatever I would do with my soul, like I said, being talented is something that you do, being gifted is who you are. I want to make sure that if anybody heard Braylon Lee, like Elevations, the club on the hill, they always had a good feeling about it. And even though I never went into Elevations, the club on the hill, because most of the time I lived there until I was about 23. So, you know, I went to school at Arkansas Tech University in Russellville. So I moved away, but still 18, I couldn't get to Elevations. But I heard so much about that, I respected it. So you want to be as a personality where if somebody never meets you, but they hear your name, you're like, oh, yeah, that's my man or that's my girl. Even though I've never met them, the vibe that they give, the energy that they execute, and the way that they embrace responsibility, you want them to have a good feeling about it.
Yeah, that's amazing, man. And I think that ties into your branding. And it allows you to really build an amazing brand for yourself. So when people see your brand and know your brand, they know that it comes with a sense of quality, professionalism, absolutely, and the things that you want to give off as a DJ. You know, talk to me a little bit about your branding and what you do to establish yourself and your brand. Your name is Dr. B. Yes. And talk to me like how you established that name and how you built a brand around that and what it means to you.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny how Dr. B came about. So like I said, the vocational school, there was a guy named Mr. Freeman. Shout out to him as well. He was a big part of this. And he has a daughter named Alex Freeman. I think it's either Alex or Alexis Freeman. I think they were probably twins. And they went to Parkview. And so he was the vocational counselor at the school. And so he gave me a internship at Literary Nation Radio, which was on KABF 99.3 FM. I think it's a community station, AM station. Highest watch for that is 50,000 watts. So it was community-based station and it's still around today, longest run community station in Arkansas. So the internship was going to be, I was going to be live in studio with Patrick Oliver and, you know, talking about books and everything else. I was like, okay, never heard a radio like this where, you know, because, you know, books have evolved too with audio and, you know, media as well. I mean, who would ever thought, you know, in the 90s there would be paperbacks and now there's a thing called Audible and it's owned by Amazon. How about that? So I thought, okay, Literary Nation book talk on radio sounds cool. He never showed up to the studio, but there was these two guys. It was a white guy and a black guy. And they had this show called Old School Collage. And so as you can see, the third line is old school music with me. So I listened to them. I listened to how they did it. And I listened to the interplay of how they related life to music. And what I realized from those guys was the music was the heartbeat of the show. But the soul was in the way that they executed, from the way that they talked, from the way that they cared about every caller, from how they went to break, how they got back from break, the logistics, the mechanics, and the cogs that made the show was the core of that. And so they let me host for a show. And, you know, I was kind of nervous, kind of not, because I had the experience, but always remember, just because you have the experience don't mean you will never be nervous. Don't ever get that twisted. If anybody comes to you and says, man, I'm never nervous, they are lying to you. Lying. Because I bet you this, if I happened to be in LA on that night with Earth, Wind & Fire and the Isley Brothers, and I just happened to sneak in the back somehow and was able to come up with a story of, hey, you know, Steve is Uncle Steve. And I'm like, no, not Uncle Steve, like, you know, his persona, but like, you know, me and him are fam. You know, we knew each other at an event and all that stuff. You know, communication is a powerful tool. Now, I'm not saying to lie, but if you can figure out a way of like, hey, me and Steve have these connections because we relate to this and they believe it, keep your mouth shut. As Dr. Phil's dad would say, never miss a good time to shut up. So there's a point to this. So if I were happen to be there And I ran to D Nice. I said, "Hey, D Nice. Who are you? I'm Braylon, man. Nice to meet you. Well, nice to meet you. I'm about to go on. Yeah, I know you're about to go on, but I just want to know your mindset." "Well, what do you mean? I'm a DJ. How do you mean?" No. You are about to walk in here with one of the original kings of comedy and two of the baddest groups to ever do soul music. How are you feeling?" "Actually, bro, can I tell you, I am nervous as for getting universal common knowledge right now. Because I knew I could dream this dream, but I could not understand how big the dream could be. Realize in every great legend, there is always a foundation. Always remember that. Every great legend, there is always a foundation." So yeah, that's how Dr. B came to be. And the origin of that is Dr. B is everybody's best friend who uses music as therapy and medication or prescriptions. So, you know, let's just say, Daryl, you came to me and you said, "Man, I am upset. I don't know how to feel. I don't know how to move." My prescription for you would be "My Queen, My World, My Everything," Jill Scott, "Hate on Me." Let's see. If you were happy and you felt like you were about to climb your mountaintop, to use the words of MLK, I will prescribe you "Glory" by Common and John Legend. So Dr. B is a guy who uses music to give people a way to release themselves from what they're going through. But in the same time, he's that everyday dude, be like, "Hey, you know what? I don't know everything. If you ask me a question, I'm going to give you an answer. It may not be the answer that you want to hear, but I'm going to guide you through it." So
I love it, man. And this is so an amazing story. I think that you have a unique way of just thinking about your DJ career and just the way that you think about music and interacting with people. I believe DJs use music as a tool to help others. And through this tool, they're able to heal, they're able to entertain, they're able to do so many things, teach lessons of history and really give value through music. And I think that you've really figured it out. And I love the fact that you've done that and are talking to our audience and telling them how they could do it as well. So what kind of advice do you have for people that are looking to get into the radio DJ business? And what are some things they can do to get started in the industry?
Absolutely. First of all, you're very gracious to say that I haven't figured out. I still have a long way to go, but I appreciate you recognizing how far I have come. And I think that is a key to realize whatever you have done, it is success. Realize that. I think a lot of times, and I've done this too. I mean, for example, you know, I got to meet Steve Harvey. How that experience came about was I went to Kent State, he went to Kent State, and it pays to lay down a good foundation in college or really in any area. So I had some resources and some insiders to help me out. And actually, you know what? I'm gonna pull up the photo here. And this is what I would say too. Whatever you have in your arsenal that's a resource, use it. Because you don't know what that can do. So anytime that I want to attack Steve using that photo. And I always put Kent State, I always put his name. I think tagging is important too. So anytime you do something, tag people that you know ain't going to look at it. Now you're probably wondering, well, wouldn't that be an invasion of their privacy, their space, and, you know, who they are? No, because guess what? The more you tag somebody, the more attention you're going to get. And after that attention, you know, eventually they're going to say something of, "Hey, either stop," or, "Hey, why are you tagging me?" Now, if they say why, then that's up to you to make the connect. So here's the photo here. Right there is, let me see if I can do it so it won't be a glare, but there's Steve and there's me there. Of course, you know, I can't outdress Steve. No one can. But I put in Steve Harvey, Steve TV show on Facebook Watch, and I got 39 likes off of this photo. And I got 39 likes off of it because of my passion, because of my intensity, and because of how I execute it. Another thing I would say is just start. Whether it's a podcast like this, whether you find a hosting gig, or put yourself out there. You know, I mean, if let's just say this. Let's say that you are at the Essence Festival of Culture, right? Now, we ain't going to say main stage because, remember, each platform requires a different energy. And so with every different energy is different gatekeepers. And with different gatekeepers is different protocols. Remember that. That's very important. So, but let's just say it's a smaller stage, right? Let's just say that that one of the representatives from Essence said, hey, guys, we're sorry, but the host is sick. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're just there just enjoying it. But instead of that, excuse me. That's a microphone in your hand, correct? Right? Are they here? Yeah. Are y'all ready to have a good time? Yeah. Give me the mic. Let's make it happen. What's the worst thing they could say? No, we don't know you. We don't know where you come from. You don't have the credentials. Here's how you flip it. One of my mentors always said, never ask for anything, because that's what anybody does. A somebody is willing to give something that makes them better. So if that response is given to you, give right back to them. Well, you just gave circumstances where circumstances had to change. So y'all already put the money on for this event. Y'all already put together the protocols to make this happen. What's the worst thing that can happen by giving me the mic? And at least I'm offering myself to come up with a solution. Well, at that point, Essence is like, man, but girl, you know, I just got checked live at the biggest festival for Black culture. Let me give him a shot. So I would say, put yourself out there, tag, and just start. Realize that your success is your success. And that everything that you're doing should be building to something. And realize that even though you're building slow, remember, everybody who has their mansions, they also had to start out building too.
Wow, brother, that's amazing advice, man. And before we jump into the lightning round, is there anything that you're focused on now, today, that myself and our audience could support you in? How could we help and support you in your journey?
Absolutely. One thing I would say is if you see any opportunity for hosting gigs, for live streaming events, for upcoming companies like the Club app, tag me. Please tag me. The more you tag me and the more I know, the more I'm able to put myself out there. That is one thing. Two, if you have a platform that I can contribute to, let me know. I know that a lot of times that when you are trying to get to your goal, you want the best of the best, but you can't afford it. Let me tell you something right now. I honestly believe if you're going to do a virtual event, charge maybe $5 to $10. Because realize, people, there are people who have to get gas to get to work. There are people who got to get food for their kids. They got sometimes, and not to mention, it doesn't have to be a family. A family of one is a family. That's another sole piece of advice. A family of one is a family. So reach people where they are with how you're pricing. Because if you can reach them where they are with what's happening now, when they make it, they won't forget how you invested in them in the beginning. So if you need me to invest, tag me. If you see opportunities, tag me. But most of all, if you have an opportunity, hit me up. Let's have a conversation. How this connection happened was I just did research, found the Club app, found this amazing brother, Daryl. And I just said to him, hey, you know, the app is one thing. These DJs are good. But what about virtual parties like we're doing now in Zoom? We could have in the club virtual parties on Zoom. 50 people, $5 a pop. DJ comes in. I come in 2 hours live. We can play games, and not to mention, because this app and I'm not saying this to slight, I'm saying this to help. Where you are is where you're going to go for now. but where you are for now will determine how you will go. So I emailed John Taffer about being the social media expert for Bar Rescue, because I said, you always have a mixologist, you always have a chef, you always have a hospitality expert, but you never have a social and a media expert to know how to do an interview, to know how to work radio and TV, to know how to tag, to know how to create hashtags, to how to create stories. So I said, how you promote is how you will elevate, and how you will elevate will determine your audience. I'm going to say that two more times, because I think that's very important. How you promote is how you will elevate, and how you will elevate will determine your audience. How you promote is how you will elevate. How you will elevate is how we determine your audience. Now, if they come to the club virtual parties, we can't get Jill Scott. I would love to. And then, of course, I will have to kick Daryl and everyone out respectfully, because that's my queen. I need time with her, just me and her. Just saying, you know, I'm building that connection for Daryl and all of you. I'm working for you guys. Blessings for that to come. We speak things into existence we want. But with that long statement being said, this app has the potential. So reach out to influencers that are based on your audience. So let's just say that the club has 100,000 followers on Instagram. Reach out to people that have 100,000 followers, because you have something on common ground to talk about. Say, hey, you have 100,000, I have 100,000. Let's combine our arms for 200,000 people if you invite them to this virtual party. So wow. If you can reach people where they are and build your influence and have those guest stars come at those different levels, then those people who have bigger levels will see, oh, wait a minute, he's reaching people where they are. Okay, cool, let me watch him. And sometimes watching is not by coming in, but it's how they perceive you on social media. So,
wow, great advice, and really excited, man. This is great. We're gonna jump into the lightning round now. Are you ready?
Sure, let's get it on, my man.
Real concise answers, let's do this.
Okay, let's do it.
Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
Digital jukebox.
Who's your favorite DJ?
Tom Joyner. Physical DJ, DJ Spinderella.
What has been your favorite party or event you've DJed at, and why?
A rise to the prize.
Who's the most interesting person you've met throughout your DJ career?
Winona Judd.
What's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
Flexibility and spontaneity and creativity.
And I want you to shout out to DJs that you know personally whose stories also need to be shared on this podcast.
I have a man named DeMarcus Johnson, brother of mine, Little Rock, Arkansas. He's DJ 501, started very small, and he is the pulse of Little Rock. Trey Day, every day, all day, baby, baby. Weekdays, 2 to 6 p.m. on the big station, Power 92 Jams. As you can see, I know I do a plug. And also, finally, my girl, Jara B, she is with QC DJs, and she is a very, very hard worker. One of her big goals is to be on the Forbes 30 under 30 list. So those are just some of the people I know. And let me just say this. Thank you, brother, for this platform, this space, and the trust, the heart, and the grace to give me the responsibility to treat this platform with respect. And when it comes to shout outs, always remember this. Never, I don't care who you are, where you come from, do not let the fact that you can't get to the main connection lead you away from a connection. Because somebody who is in association with the connection can get you there. So thank you, brother. I enjoyed this.
Awesome, brother. Yeah, we look forward to hearing their stories one day. And any DJs that's interested in being on the show can sign up at djsignup.com. And brother, where can people find you online or even in person if you're still doing events?
Absolutely. So for right now, I'm trying to figure out a way to do virtual events. I've been reaching out to a lot of companies, actually. Cameo, which is that celebrity platform with the celebrity shout outs. I've been reaching out to them. Masterclass, I actually tagged Masterclass and asked them, and they said, we'll give our feedback to our team. So there you go. Of course, the club app. So hopefully we can make some virtual parties happen here as well. If you guys want to find me on Instagram, it's Braylon, B-R-A-Y-L-O-N underscore L-E-E 25. That's Braylon, B-R-A-Y-L-O-N L-E-E 25. On Instagram, on Twitter, it's BrayBray27. On Facebook, I have two pages, Dr. B's Crib Almost Live. I don't post a lot there, but you can see all my radio shows. And you can see the passion, the intensity, and the commitment. And then, of course, I have my personal Facebook page. But I will say this. Each platform requires a different energy. Check your energy before you come to my page. That's all I'm going to say. That's not being disrespectful. But if I have to check my energy, you have to check yours. And then, of course, YouTube. I have my YouTube channel, Braylon Lee. Really are not on YouTube a lot. But I'm going to try to start using that. And let me just say this real quick. Google, if you're listening, you need to buy Periscope. You need to buy Periscope. I'm going to tell you why. Live video combined with the search engine of Google. Need I say more? Because Periscope is shutting down because Twitter is shutting it down. And I made it to 1 million hearts on Periscope in less than a year and a half. Think about how many celebrities already have that. To do a million likes, a million hearts in less than a year and a half, not easy. So that's where you can find me. And of course, I'll give my email to Daryl and anything that I come up with and anything that you guys give, you guys can text him at his number. Let him know. He'll let me know. And let's make this partnership happen. I'm so blessed to be here. Thank you guys. And I hope that something that I took away will help you guys be better DJs, because at the end of the day, all DJs have one common goal in mind: to reach, touch, elevate, motivate, and bring together love, peace, and soul. Don Cornelius all the way. I had to do a Soul Train reference. I had to.
Thank you, brother, man. That was an amazing way to close out this session. And everyone, please check out my brother, Dr. B. I'm an amazing brother that's really passionate, has so much soul. So thank you for spending time with us today, man.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.